Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
Fun!
While
Fun
cloaks itself in a plethora of disguises, its favorite mantle still remains
Fun. Fun
devours all it touches, its voracious appetite rarely fulfilled. Yet
Fun
doesn't only destroy, it creates and molds as well. Let's examine closely then this dangerously evil creation, this new breed. But a word of caution, handle it with care and don't drop your guard. This rapacious new breed prowls both alone and in packs, operating at any level, any time, anywhere, and with anybody. Who are they?
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I got a job.
I got a job. You are listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and you are proudly listening to a show specifically designed to educate and inspire you to land your dream job and nothing less. We are so excited to be on the air today because we have some exciting announcements to make, some exciting news to transmit over to you. It's going to be one of the best, and I can't guarantee anything in life, but I can guarantee that I'm excited about this opportunity and this information. And if I am, it's because others have used it, applied it in their life, and produced amazing results. And I'm confident that if you use it in your life, you will be extremely successful. And the information you're about to hear is absolutely free. All of it is free. But my question to you is this: if you don't use it, what is it costing you? Is it costing you your happiness? Is it costing you your relationship, your marriage, your relationship with your kids because you're so stressed? You hate your work. You're not expressed. In a conversation I had today, you're not self-actualized. Very, very interesting. What did we cover last week? Well, we covered an amazing show and subject around how to find your dream job. More importantly, we spoke with an individual who actually, against all odds, landed his dream job. And we found out his struggles and trials and tribulations. And it took him 6 years to get back on path. And finally, he found what he was looking for. And so we were very excited to bring him on the show because I entitled the show, by the way, you can hear all the shows, actually the last 11 shows, on our website, www.citr.ca. We're very excited to offer this service to you, www.citr.ca, where you click podcasts and you get to listen to the past 11 shows. And if you missed it, you're going to want to hear it. Last week's show was entitled, If He Can Do It, I Can Do It. Why don't you give that a try? Say that right now. If he can do it, I can do it. Okay, good. And so, why am I so excited about today? Because I'm going to be covering a very plain subject such as interviews. But never before have these theories been revealed relating to interviews. You're going to learn how to sell yourself that not only applies to interviews, but in many areas of your life. I'm so excited. When these theories came to me, I just said, I was so amazed by how sophisticated they were. And so I started helping others and transmitting this information over to others. And like I said to you, I never share anything on the air that hasn't worked with someone before. And so it's tried, tested, if you want to say. Everything is tested before it gets on the air, otherwise it doesn't have the validity. One of the things I wanted to start off the show is, before I get into today's topic of powerful interview techniques, is I want to share with you what I call tip of the week. Okay, it's called tip of the week. Every week on the show, I want to cover something called tip of the week, which is a saying or a phrase or a concept that I think can make all the difference for you in the coming week. And this is it. If you focus on the results and you don't get them, you feel discouraged. But if you focus on actions, the results are automatic. And you know, it's fascinating because often I see people with these results goals. They want to book a certain number of dream job interviews. They want to get their dream job by this certain date. And yes, it's always important to set a goal. But here's the trick. Set your goal, but no longer focus on that goal. Focus on the actions it takes for you to get there. It's a universal law. Identify the what and only worry about the how. If the what is to land your dream job by July 15th, concern yourself with the how I'm going to get there. And the how is all action-based. And so at the end of your day, you don't have to be concerned with the result. All you have to be concerned with is, did you do the one networking event that week. Oh, by the way, the next three tips I'm going to share with you are the three things you must do on a weekly basis to land your dream job. That's it. Really straight up. It's so amazing, this information. There's three things you need to do on a weekly basis. This will cover all bases. Get this. Apply to three job postings per week. Go to one networking event per week and make 20 phone calls to presidents and owners and general decision makers in companies. That's all you need to do. And of course, the show covers how to do that because it's a little more complex than that. But those are your answers, and further details will be coming out throughout the shows. So the tip of the week is focus on the results and you get discouraged if you don't get them. Focus on the actions and the results are almost automatic. So I'm so excited to share that with you. What else we got? I am so excited about the month of May. We are May. We just went into May. We're May now. I think we're May 1st. And we have guests lined up for the next 3 weeks, which you are so privileged to have access to. And I am as well. And it's just, it says volumes of what's happening and out there and the generosity these people have in coming on the air and sharing this information with you. Our first guest, I'm so excited. Her name is Emily, and she is the president of a marketing company that just expanded into three new cities, and it's a $1 million company, and she's president of the Young Entrepreneurs Association, and she is going to be here on the show talking about careers in marketing. Now listen, if you like marketing, if you've considered marketing, if you have friends or family or sons or daughters who are interested in marketing, you got to listen to the show. It's specifically designed for you. You'll love her. She's fantastic. After that, we then have an amazing guest, Tavis. This guy, he is an entrepreneur. I heard him speak on entrepreneurship. He blew my mind. I was so mesmerized. I've never before had, I don't remember the last time I cried in a talk. He was so mesmerizing. He was so passionate about entrepreneurship. So here's the thing. If on May 15th, you are interested in entrepreneurship, becoming an entrepreneur, thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, want to work in a company but have an entrepreneurial spirit, this show is specifically designed for you and more. If your sisters, daughters, nephews, uncles, aunts, everyone, anyone you know who's interested in becoming an entrepreneur or wants to have an entrepreneurial spirit, you got to listen to the show. So the concept is careers as an entrepreneur. It's not necessarily the dream job, but the idea around it is dream job is you run your own business, or sometimes you can be working for a company but have that entrepreneurial spirit. So that's why we're bringing him on the air. I'm so excited. I'm talking so fast here. Oh, who else do we have? Tony Barker. No kidding. This guy's the partner for one of the largest consulting firms in the world, Deloitte. He's coming on the air. This guy, I heard him speak, and he talked about how to be real with people, specifically how to be real with people during the interview. But more than that, he talked about how you can connect with people. And when I heard him talk, he was coaching clients and students at the time. I was just mesmerized by how effective he was. And so I called him up. I said, I got to get you on the air. Are you interested? He said, yes. So we're so excited to have him. Jeez, that's 8 minutes into the show, and I'm already out of breath. My goodness, we've covered so much. Of course, this show might inspire you to give us a call. We are accepting phone calls. The time to call is during the break. The phone number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. Time to call is during the break. We got two of them at 12 minutes and 24 minutes. Okay, let's get started. Let's first take a breath. Relax. Go get your aunts and your uncles, your pets, your friends. Bring them to the radio because I'm about to share some tips in developing such powerful connections with people during interviews that you'll say to yourself, this will not only help me ace the interview, it'll also help me in other areas of my life. And I'm confident that it will, because it really has affected other people. I want to give a little caveat in front. I have a mentor in my life. His name is Raymond Aron. He was very influential in my life and how to communicate clearly with people. And one of the reasons I wanted to mention his name, Raymond Aron, is because he's given me so much. And so he's great. He's a wonderful guy, and I wanted to thank him for all this. So a lot of what you're going to hear has come through him. By the way, he's loves his job, and he's a millionaire. That's all I got to say. So I think that's the premise of the show. Do something you love and be happy and make a ton of money. Very simple. Okay. The first thing I want to share with you for interviews, you got to get out a pen and paper. It's called pre-clobber. Pre-clobber. If there's something in your history, if there's something in your personality that you feel is a problem and is the reason why you haven't gotten the job before, consider pre-clobbering it, which means you admit that you have that issue so that at the end of the interview, they can't use that as an excuse not to hire you. For example, very simply, let's say you get very nervous in interviews. You might want to consider knowing that because you're so nervous, you can't express your true self. At the beginning of the interview, pre-clobber it. Get that club out and beat the heck out of it. And so you say, listen, I just want to let you know that sometimes during interviews, I get really nervous and it's difficult for me to be myself. When you do that, you create a space and an understanding for the interviewer. And they say, oh, I get it. If they come across as boring, clammy, and with not good examples, I'll understand why. And I'll start coaching them and helping them feel more at ease. Brilliant. Works. It just works so great. Another one. Let's say you're lacking in experience in a particular area, but you know you have transferable skills. And every time you go for past jobs, they keep telling you you're not qualified. Well, at the beginning, you can say straight up front, say, listen, I just wanted to highlight here, there's this job I did last year. And while I first looked at it, I said, you know what, that doesn't really relate to what I'm wanting to do now with your firm. But then as I analyze it further, I realize that I have this transferable skill, and this transferable skill. And they're saying, oh, really? Because in an interview, you must be extremely explicit. I call it connecting the dots. No joke. You've got to be so clear, so bloody clear in your interview. It's you think you're talking to a kid. I did this job. I therefore can do this, use this software. And when I'm working on the job, I can then use that software on the job, and I can produce these results with your firm. It's amazing how they need to see that clarity. They need to see that flow of thought. And by the way, that does demonstrate clear thinking on your part. So that's a good one. So pre-clobbering. Good. It's break time. We're now moving to breaks. We just covered pre-clobbering. After pre-clobbering, I'm going to be talking about matching and another concept of NLP. It's a wonderful technology. You can actually use it during the interview. So first, we are going to break. During the break, I want you to go gather your pens and your friends. I like that, pens and friends. And gather around the radio because we are going to be back in 44 seconds. See you soon.
UBC Rec is everything that is recreation on campus. No matter how you play, UBC Rec is your resource for fun activities. This student program is operated by over 140 volunteers, and it is the largest intramural recreation organization in Canada. Programs cover fitness, instructional classes, outdoor recreation, drop-in sports, special events, small tournaments, and intramural leagues. All the registration information is available in the Student Recreation Center or online at rec.ubc.ca. UBC Rec, how do you play?
I got a job.
You are listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, or on the internet at www.citr.ca, where you click on podcasts and you can listen to this show either in the past or you can click current and listen to the show live over the internet. So we're very excited about offering those two services on citr.ca. This is a show specifically tailored and designed to help you land your dream job in 12 weeks or less. And I'm sharing with you powerful techniques to transmit amazing communications with interviewers during an interview. And if you miss it before the break, we are going to have some amazing guests, partners in firms, presidents of marketing companies, and an entrepreneur that will blow your mind. An entrepreneur that will literally blow your mind. I'm so excited to have them all in the air. And so it's brought on for you to benefit you. The next subject I want to cover regarding interviews is that there's a technology out there that says that if you match the body language of the interviewer, they're more likely going to like you. And if they like you, then you can create rapport. And if you create rapport, then you can cooperate. And when you cooperate, then you can lead in that relationship, which means lead meaning get hired. Okay? And so if they lean forward, you lean forward. If they lean back, you lean back. If they put their hand on their chin, you put their hand on their chin. You might say, well, how do I match? You match. If they turn their head to the side, you turn your head to the side. It's not like automatic. If they go forward and they go back and then they fake you out and it's like this awkward moment. It's not that obvious. But you want to generally mirror. If they lean in, I want you to lean in. It's because you're acknowledging where they're at. If they're leaning back, you want to lean back. So that is a theory in an interview that works. We don't talk about it much. Often we say, you know, sit straight. Don't have your back touch the back of the chair. Have your feet planted on the ground. These are theories we talk about. I got to tell you, if you want to find work you're loving, it's important to start adding in a bit of these elements of matching. You don't have to be overly obvious, but start considering that matching will do a lot in creating connections with the employer. Okay, good. So that's matching. So far we've covered what? Pre-clobbering and matching. The next thing I want to share is, this is hot. I love this. In insurance, every insurance salesman is told that before they ask for the contract or the sale, they must ask a question where the answer is no. Now, there's a famous book out there called Getting to Yes. And if you get the person saying yes enough, then they will like you and they will be more in favor of hiring you. So, for example, are you looking to hire someone who's energetic and outgoing? Yes. Are you looking for someone to meet the needs of your department? Yes. These are simple questions. I understand that. But notice you can answer the right questions without asking them questions about, you know, tell me what your needs are. What are your concerns? That's why people who ask good questions get good answers. And then you ask them questions. You repeat the question that the answer they gave you. You turn that into a question. They say yes, and then they like you. That's how you get to yes. Okay, God, we're covering so much here. So exciting. But the last question is this. Is there any other concerns you have about this, our discussion? If they say no, that means they want to hire you. Or that means that they want to buy your insurance. So here's the thing. In the interview, at the end, you always ask this question. Do you have any concerns about my application? Do you have any other concerns or do you have any concerns about my application? If they say no, that means you've weeded out all the weeds. Okay, if there's any weeds there, they will come forth. Now listen, you might say, well, they're not going to be honest. It's shocking. Listen, an employer doesn't want to have to interview 10,000 people. They want to hire, for goodness sakes. I mean, they got other things to do than hire. Why overload them with all these issues? Make it easy for them. Help them weed out any concerns they have about your application by asking, are there any other concerns? Now, some of you might not be comfortable with that question. You can also ask it this way. Do you have any unanswered questions about my application? That's another way of putting it. Do you have any unanswered questions about my application? That way, they'll say, oh, you know what? Yes, actually, they do. We do have an unanswered question. And I've used this theory a lot. In my most recent interview, it happened. I asked the question and they said, you know what? We're actually quite concerned about this. And they brought up the issue. And I addressed it and it ended up getting the work. So it was a good opportunity to express and demonstrate this technique. So good. Wonderful. There's another thing that works really, really well. When you walk into an interview, you want to introduce yourself. And there's three things that you want to say to the person to which you're going to shake the hand. So when they come out to you, you want, it's funny, I said, should you shake their hand? That's a whole other subject. But you want to first off by saying, I'm excited to be here. I really hope I can prove to you that I'll be a good addition to your company. And thanks for having me. So it's excited, thanks, and I look forward to proving that I can help your business. So that's very exciting, isn't it? You walk in, you say, hi, I'm excited to be here. Thanks for the interview. And I look forward to proving that I can support or I can contribute to your company. They're like, oh, wow. Now you might say, this sounds fake. If it's fake and it can't come out right, then don't say it. Maybe your approach is more slower. You know, thanks a lot for taking the time to meet with me. I really appreciate it. I hope today we can talk about a few things. I want to share my experience with you and possibly prove that I'd be a good fit here. Notice same content, different delivery. So sometimes for you, it might be the delivery that might be different or the content the same. So that's very important for you to note. Good. So what else we have? You know, I'm going to use a swear word. I very rarely use a swear word, but my mentor uses the swear word. And he said, if you're going to transmit this theory to anyone, you have to use the swear word or else then it won't be authentic and people won't remember it. So here's the swear word. Here's the theory. It's called let the shit stink. Okay. Let the shit stink. So here we go. At the beginning of the interview, when they ask you, tell me about yourself, you want to plant a seed that will encourage the listener to want to ask more questions later. And so what I want to note here is we might have an opportunity here. I just got a theory here. Hold on a sec here. Let's just take a look here. So that's what I'm trying to say. Okay. So one sec here. Let's grab this here. We're here. We're on the air. Hi there. Okay. They're off the air. Okay, Colin, if you're a caller, I'm going to be on break in 22 minutes, so you got to call during the break. Here's the thing. I can't receive phone calls if I'm on the air at the same time. I got to do it during the break, so that's the thing. But I know what questions are like. You want to ask it on the spot. But I'm the one receiving the phone call, so I got to address that issue. So good questions. Keep them coming. So here's the thing. When they ask you, tell me about yourself, you then say you have experience in this area, so in retail management and merchandising, for example. I have experience in retail management and merchandising, and I had an ability to increase sales by 10%. On a personal note, I really enjoy tennis and hockey. That's called letting the shit stink, because throughout the interview, they're going to be like, oh my God, this guy, he produced this amazing result. How, what is it? And they start to build drama. And dramatize your ideas, a Dale Carnegie principle, and that's a great way to attract and keep the interest of the employer. Man, they get bored during interviews often. But if you plant at the beginning, when they ask you, tell me about yourself, a success that you had using a number, it's called let the shit stink. It will start to stink up the room, not in a bad way, but it'll get their interest at least. And then they'll say, tell me about that 10%, I gotta know. And then you give it to them and they're like, wow, that's pretty good. That's pretty hot. So it's a technique. It works fabulously for other people, and I'm confident that it'll work very well for you. Okay, great. So we are about to go to break. During the breaks, when you get the phone calls, 604-822-2487, area code 604-822-2487. After the break, we're going to be talking about ballparks and formal versus casual. You're going to want to check it out because it's a lot of fun. We'll see you in a few minutes.
CITR podcast update 1.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. Without getting too technical, tell me how what you're working on is different from what's available to me right now.
So right now, if you want to listen to your favorite CITR program, you need to be listening to it on your radio live or streaming over the internet live. But with CITR Podcasts, you'll be able to download your favorite show and listen to it whenever you want, on your computer or on your MP3 player.
I'm just thinking about that.
I know, it's pretty rad.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
I got a job.
And we're back. You're listening to Career Fast Track, a show specifically designed to help you land your dream job at 101.9 FM in Vancouver, CITR.ca on the internet, www.citr.ca on the internet, where you can hear us live or you can hear prior shows. And not only this show, but every show has, most shows have podcasts. So it's just a service we're so excited to offer. And the benefit to you is that you get to save it, listen to it over and over. And if you're proud of certain shows or maybe you're mentioned on the air or something like that, that's a great document as a way of documenting what your involvement in the show, because we have a lot of community, people from the community on the show. So that's very exciting. Great. Awesome. And we're back. I promised you that I would talk to you about ballparks. What the heck are ballparks? Let me explain. Every politician knows that no matter what question they get, they're always going to answer with 3, 4, 5 answers. So you might say to yourself, how does a politician know how to answer every single question from every reporter around the world? Well, the answer is very, very simple. They have 3, 4, 5 questions or answers they always revert to. Isn't that amazing? And that's why often you hear people say, he's not saying anything. It's because he keeps saying the same thing. What does this have to do with the interview? This observation on my part led to the development of what I call the magic three. Listen to this. Never again do you have to prepare the answer to 98 interview questions. All you need to do is focus on the magic three, and here it is. Identify your top three skills and come up with an example using the demonstration of that skill. And whenever you're asked a question, you always what? Like the politician. you always revert to your two, your top three or your magic three, no matter what. And so, for example, if one of your skills is analytical and you recently did a project at school, you recently were on a project in a, at work where you demonstrated analytical skills, you'll then explain that the use of that skill on the job using the SAR model, situation, action, result. So as the project lead, I did this, I did that, and the result was this. That's your answer to the question. And if they shoot out a question where you have no idea the answer to, like, what car would you be and why? What do? You always revert back to the top of magic three. So what would you say? Well, I'd be a Cherokee because I like tough and rugged and durable. And in my last job, well, demonstrating my skills as being tough and durable, I demonstrated it here, there, and there, my resiliency, and the result was this. Isn't that exciting? That dramatically reduces the amount of anxiety you have around interview. I think people over-prepare for interviews. They get so caught up in memorizing and not being themselves that they lose the connection. And I talk a lot about this. And a couple shows ago, I had a talk about diamonds and cars. And I made the difference between, or I distinguished the difference between relationship focus versus transaction focused. If you try to memorize answers to an interview, you're focused on the transaction of getting the job. But if you speak from experience and you're more natural in your approach, by the way, you're automatically more natural when you speak from experience, you're more able to connect with the person. And the number one real estate agent in Canada, I think he makes $6 million a year, said that the moment he learned that he was not in the transaction business, but in the relationship business, his business flew. Quantum leap. You know the kind of quantum leap in your business where you're just like, what the heck happened? I just like tripled my business like overnight. How's it possible? For him, it was about relationships. And I've noticed that also works very well when you're doing your interview. So when you have your magic three, you speak from experience. When you speak from experience, you connect with the relationship point of view. And that's how you land your dream job. And that's how you get what you want. And that's what this show is specifically designed to do. So great. So finally, and we're coming to an end. We have a few minutes left on the show. And the last thing I want to say is, formal versus casual. Listen carefully to this. Formal versus casual. Whenever you're in an interview, I get this question a lot. Should I be normal? Should I be formal? Should I be casual? What do I do? Here's the answer to the question. Let's say you're at a dinner meeting or you're at an interview in an office building. The content is always the same, but the delivery is different. Let me say it again. When you're eating dinner and you're having a meeting and you're looking for work with that company, you still want to refer to your magic three. Let me tell you, you want to talk about your experience. You still want to go there, but the delivery is more casual. But if you're up in a tall building and you're all fancy, the delivery is more formal. Interesting, isn't it? Content the same, delivery different. Always remember that. Always remember that. And that'll allow you to connect with the employer. I'm so excited. We're going to be back over the next few weeks having some amazing guests. Check us out, 3 p.m. Western time, 6 p.m. Eastern time. We're going to be here, and you've been listening to Career Fast Track. And I've been your host, Philip DeRoche, a show specifically designed to educate and inspire you to land your dream job. And you've been listening to 101.9 FM in Vancouver or on the internet at www.citr.ca. Continue to listen, and you will learn how to do what you love, make a ton of money, and of course, be unstoppable.
Would you like to help students improve their standings in math and English on provincial exams? Would you like to improve your own skills for teaching and leadership? Do you plan on entering the PDP program or law enforcement, youth work, BSW, or medicine? Volunteer as a tutor in an innovative program at QE Secondary School in Surrey in this midweek after-school program. In its 12th year, it has proven to be a rewarding experience for students and volunteer tutors. Contact Ms. Bond at 604-581-3476, 604-581-3476, or email bond_ats@hotmail.com.
En avant la musique. Votre émission éclectique de langue française sur les ondes de CITR 101,9 FM. Chansons d'expression française, jazz, musique du monde et musique actuelle pour les francophones et francophiles de la région de Vancouver. En avant la musique, l'émission francophone la plus branchée. En avant la musique, The Only Eclectic French Show on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
J'ai jamais rien vu d'autre, j'ai jamais rien vu d'autre.